Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Talk about tonight, a lot of topics I want to get into. But my brothers and sisters, I believe tonight we probably need to start with what is, in fact, the title topic of tonight's show. It must be discerned, my brothers and sisters, what it is that has been called the victory. I want you to think about it for a moment. So of every denomination out there, did you hear me? Every denomination out there that says they believe has spoken with regard to something they call having the victory. But what indeed is that victory, my brothers and sisters? Yes, some of us know the scripture that is in the book of 1 Corinthians, speaking about the victory, saying, oh, death, where is thy sting? But my brothers and sisters, I will tell you that the verses that relate to what indeed is the victory that we all should pursue has to do with scriptures that came from Isaiah. Particularly, how about Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, the 25th chapter? Something you need to know, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to preface this a little bit. Psalms 2 relates that when Messiah appears, all will come to know that the kings and rulers of this earth have all conspired in some way, form, or fashion to keep men subject to partial and polluted standards, keeping this world divided, in fact, by taking counsel against the Most High and against His anointed, even against the chosen King, Tyre has declared, must surely appear to bring forth unto this earth, or to restore in this earth, a genuine knowledge and respect, even unto obedience to what is indeed before the Most High, true justice. But we live in a world today that even that word, justice, seems hardly understood. My brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew, when the scriptures speak about what is just, when it talks about righteousness, when it talks about what is honorable, what is glorious before the Most High, in every case, my brothers and sisters, it is talking about what before the Most High is an offering that is fair and due unto Him who sets all things, who has set all things in order unto the fruition of His purpose. We have to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Read for yourself at 1 Yohanan, 1 John, around 2:27. Read on through to 3 and 4. Relating then, my brothers and sisters, we too must become a people transcendent every lie, transcendent every misconceit that has blinded the hearts of men not to discern, oftentimes not even to seek the greater exceeding truths that are necessary, that if we all came to the same exceeding high conscience the Most High intended, it would be a healing for this world. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, for this reason, Messiah said to His disciples, go ye forth and teach all nations in the power of His Spirit everything that He has commanded. My brothers and sisters, please understand, purity and completion does offer but one choice. The divisions that exist among the nations exist because indeed what the scriptures have said in Yohanan 3:14 through 21, the divisions that exist in this world are because of the lusts that exist in men's hearts after their own avarice. The condemnation or damnation or divisions, curses, misconceits, confusion, the lack of agreement, chaos, warfare that exists in this world is because indeed, my brothers and sisters, men have loved darkness less than the full fruition of all the Most High has intended, much more so than men have loved the invariant light of truth and the pursuit thereof. Think of what I just told you, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, he told his disciples, men chosen unto the task, to go forth and teach everything the Most High has declared. I want you to think about it. Acts 3:18 through 23 says Messiah will come for the restoration of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His prophets since world began, and whoever will not hearken to His testimony. Whoever will not hearken to His testimony in the day of that restoration shall be utterly cut off from among the people. What does this mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, it means every soul will be judged by a pure and perfect work. Every soul, my brothers and sisters, will be judged by a pure and perfect standard. None of the fallen short standards in need of healing can be a healer. No imperfect, partial standard, polluted standard, in need of being purged, in need of being enlightened. No standard, or let's just say fallen standard of an already the world can be that standard by which humanity might again be healed. This world was divided, my brothers and sisters, because men were tricked into believing that they might inherit the blessings of the earth while they deny the will of the Creator. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the only hope this world has for healing, pleasing unto the mind of the Creator, is that men seek all that is the pure, perfect will of the Most High, according to all and everything the Most High Himself has declared. Or shall men believe that they will be justified in that they rob to discern fully what is His will? Think about it. 45,000 denominations on earth today, across 280 nations. Dare men believe that their religiosities, after the constraints of the nations, shall be the healing of the nations? Absolutely not. Most have no clue whatsoever, however, as to what it is that all the rulers, according to Scripture, have sought to hide. And without that foundation, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say every man is just another deceiver calling out to others to exalt the vanities of their own hearts, which could never in all things be true unto the One Most High. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. In Romans 8th chapter, we find the scripture saying, the apostle Shaul asking the question, 7th chapter going into the 8th, who should deliver me from this mortal body? In other words, this will of the flesh that is enmity against the law of the Most High. Enmity against the order of the One Most High. You see, I thank the Most High through Yeshua, even the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, the one who comes through revealed human perfect light. For the scriptures tell us there is a spirit of sin, of separation, division, misconceit, even, if you will, unto death, and a spirit that is the law of life, conscience, attaining to conscience beyond contradiction, to what life is itself. It's actually scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are saying, there should be no divisions among those who are being led by the Spirit of the Most High. No divisions amongst those, my brothers and sisters, who walk in the flesh, but who have their flesh or their carnal mind subdued after the exceeding righteousness of the Spirit. It says, they who are led by the Spirit of Yah, the sons and daughters of Yah. My brothers and sisters, what it means is that where men might want to count themselves wise, after what shallow-mindedness seems wise to the mind that functions at the lesser vibration of flesh, you have to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Carnal-mindedness is not governed by the Spirit of the Most High. And all who are governed by the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, must come to ultimately the same agreement in the One Most High. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, hey, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions among us, same understanding. It says that if there are divisions among us, it's because we're still functioning as carnal men, not being governed by the Spirit. How is it that so many, after so many diverse ideals, want to claim that they're all functioning after the same Spirit of the One Most High, therefore to dishonor or blaspheme the very purpose for which the Spirit was sent? After one Spirit, one testimony, were all nations to come to the will of one, my brothers and sisters. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that He commanded. And it's called the gospel of peace. The complete word, the word for peace and the word for completion are the same in the Hebrew. If all were to realize the pure and perfect word, complete word of the One Most High, the division that exists among us could not exist. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I even go as far as to say to all the nations, if the world had not been resistant, the very fact that we see divisions in this world is evidence of worldly resistance. If the world we live in had not been resistant, if the rulers of this world had not been resistant, if we did not maintain, if we had not maintained a legacy of resistance, and there had been a going forth of the true gospel and all its purity and all its expectation, all that it would govern the mind under completion before the Most High, if that pure, perfect word had gone forth without resistance, my brothers and sisters, if it had gone forth without resistance, this world today would be at peace. Again, my brothers and sisters, this world is divided by the self-righteous and self-righteous ambitions of the many who have defied and stood against the awakening unto the spirit of the One. I even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, whoever would create or preserve any fallen standard that has come forth since the fall, who would hide the truth after any fallen standard, who would not seek the truth due to any fallen standard, would create such or preserve such, is, my brothers and sisters, a co-partaker with the enemy. What then, my brothers and sisters, is, and I'll explain all this, what then is the victory but the attainment of the truth, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world has sought to hide? The victory against all those who would keep the world in bondage to blindness, the victory against all those who would hide the truth, is in the attainment, even unto obedience, to an invariant light of truth, revealing what the Most High has called covenant justice since the very beginning. Not to understand such a word, the scriptures tell us in Psalms 95 and Hebrews 4, to not understand such a word. It says, he who dies without the law, according to Romans 2, perishes without the law. People who will not know his ways, he said, would not enter into his rest. Why would the Most High bring into his kingdom a people who have no intent to learn the order of his kingdom, whose desires are to impute the fallen, inconsiderate, blindsided, short-sighted ideas of others, and dare to say that in their neglect, their treachery, their short-sightedness, dare men say, my brothers and sisters, in their blindness as to what the Most High requires, they are made just? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Man, when he was first deceived, I said when man was first deceived, not to perceive all he needs to receive to be true unto the Most High, he did not discern that what he was doing was evil. In fact, my brother, I say that he did not discern that what he was doing was unto his detriment. But there are those today, 45,000 denominations deep across the world, counting, that believe that whatever standard they uphold, because they see no more, that they are complete before the Most High, my brothers and sisters. It's foolish thinking. The Apostle Shaul warned that in the name of the Most High, 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, again, that we should all speak the same thing. One understanding, no divisions amongst us. That means we all seek a complete word. I said a complete word through to all the Most High himself in the beginning intended that. I want you to consider then, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter. We've talked about this before. 1 Corinthians 13 relates that the love of Yah is the expectation in the Most High, that one day the Most High will be wholly pleased with what he sees in this world. The love of Yah is that man look forward to the day when every imperfect standard will be cast away, will pass away before the light of a fully restored perfect truth. Blessed are they who will understand this. But again, my brothers and sisters, what it means is that though men may not discern today just how much truth they have lost over the course of many worldly divisions, my brothers and sisters, that truth is still required that men come to the necessary awakening. In the book of Jacob, they call it James, it talks to a people scattered among the nations. Tells them they should count it all a joy. How about a rejoicing? How about even, my brothers and sisters, a unification that they gather together in the strength of what they have, seeking to preserve it, the higher truth that they seek to preserve. He says, while they are in the midst of many great temptations, trials and tribulations, if you will, persecution among the nations, for seeking to send forth to the nations the truth that the nations, he told them that even though they be under great tribulation, though they be highly persecuted for the word they sought to send forth to the nations, that men might prepare for the kingdom of Yah. They were told, my brothers and sisters, that we must remember that despite all the temptations toward compromise, despite all the persecution on the part of the rulership of the nations, the status quo has no power to dictate anything. I said the status quo of the nations has no power to dictate anything concerning the faith. Our brothers and sisters, must be faith unto faithfulness, even unto the pure, perfect will of one. That high state of conscience is not possible to be attained after the variant misconceits of man. Blessed are they who will know it. Blessed are they who will receive the truth. But they walk in it, my brothers and sisters. And as it says in Isaiah 30, turning aside neither to the right nor to the left. Blessed are they who discern that one path, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the false prophets. I said, beyond all those who lead men astray another way. Blessed are they who find the path beyond all the misleading doctrine of false prophets teaching fallen, false, flawed, false law, foolish and fleshly misconceits. But woe to them, my brothers and sisters, according to Galatians 3, who, not seeking the greater wisdom of the Spirit, will seek to be justified after the private interpretations and formations of their flesh. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, men, as a people, not joined together after one mind, after the various avarices and contemptuous ambitions of the flesh. Only by the Spirit of the Most High might man attain to the gift of conscience that unto the Most High is pleasing. It's not something that man can just simply imagine. His collective strength, it is Yah himself, my brothers and sisters, who must reveal to mankind what is necessary, that we see beyond all the multitude of blinded standards of men, that we discern indeed what is the one truth. Isaiah 23 talks about that victory. Isaiah 25. I meant Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. Talks about the victory that must be attained. It talks about the victory in the context of seeing beyond the veil and the covering that has blinded all the nations. Like I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, the apostles were sent forth in the spirit of remembrance of all things. And the Most High again grants man his spirit, that all those who be compelled by that spirit might be of one mind. But my brothers and sisters, there are the many who have not heeded the warning. As I told you in the book of Yaakov, the scriptures declare that man must seek the perfect will of Yah. Well, the Most High requires, despite all persecution, all deceitfulness, and every obtuse, contentious, diversely opposing view, despite them all, the Most High still requires unto himself of those who will call upon his name that they become a perfect work, complete and pure unto his will, his love, all that pleases him, the greatest love gift the Most High can give is a lawful sense of order. It'd be so much easier if people understood the law of the Most High, order after which his kingdom must thrive in peace. The greatest gift the Most High can give, the greatest love he can give, is a covenant sense of order, my brothers and sisters, after which man might have conscience beyond contradiction, that is eternal life. Belief in him, what is it? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, the world believes in him. My brothers and sisters, in him there are none of the contradictions, divisions, variant misideals that have plagued the mind, still not healed of the misconceits of man. Again, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say was the divisions of the condemnation, the damnations of this world unto those who establish partial standards. He says, because men have loved darkness more than light. Men have preferred unrighteousness, it says in 2 Thessalonians. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. From the very earliest years, Rome to sustain what it called Pax Romana, all the varying misconceits and contentions after which it kept the people divided and conquered. I mean, you need to think about it. What is the effect upon one's conscience of his very concept of deity is divided? Rome wanted to maintain all these divisions, my brothers and sisters, in the conscience of men. Definitely not the spirit of the one Most High that unifies. Again, purity and completion off of one choice. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. But men, my brothers and sisters, have sought to seduce men in their carnality, in their blindness, blinding men not even understand the expectation and the purpose for which men are made, that they might easily be taken. It's just they never understand what is the right track. Walking after mystery and value systems, with which at the end of the day, the Most High cannot possibly be pleased. The Most High declared a word, a plan, an order from the beginning, and warned any soul that would seek to be justified by any standard less. As I said before so many times, it is by a pure and perfect standard that every soul shall be judged. One judgment seat. One judge. And he said in Micaiah 5:14-24, in so many ways if we understand it, he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, those who hide the truth from you, those who don't seek to teach the fullness of the law and the prophets. He said, your righteousness must exceed them. That means you must find out the truth that they sought to hide. He said, if any man seeks to deceive his brother, then not to receive or perceive even the least nuance and implication of the law and the prophets. Whoever would do so is guilty even unto hellfire, my brothers and sisters. There are 45,000 denominations in this world. Profaning the holy name, calling upon the holy name in vain, not to fulfill all that is divine will, men self-satisfied in their ignorance. ignoring the truth, predisposed to or ignore the truth. Why? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. There's only one pure and perfect way, true unto the one Most High, true to his conscience. But men have sought to clear a multitude of varying ideas of what is perfection. And what men have counted perfect is a God to them. And so often, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of this earth have resisted or called it a threat to their even territorial security. If men would have come to a sense of wisdom exceeding that which in this world is common. Over and over again, the scriptures speak of Messiah coming to reveal an exceeding word that men who would seek to be true unto the Most High come to discern what for so long concerning the absolute will of Yah has been hidden. Knowing that they must come to this exceeding truth if they are to please the one Most High. One cannot still have allegiance with those who keep a world in darkness if they would come to the light. Messiah said, indeed, pray for your leaders. But he was talking about pray that your leaders become wise enough to realize their need to convert. But whoever, my brothers and sisters, would be an obstacle against the flow of the pure, perfect word of the one Most High is counted an enemy. Messiah said, I want you to listen, he said, no greater love than a man has than this, that he lay down his life for the sake of his friends. But he defined they that are his friends. My brothers and sisters, people have been willing to lay down their lives for all kind of miscreant standards that can never please Yah. There have been social, cultural, economic, pseudo-religious, and political differences, all because men have not pursued the perfect will of the one Most High, or have often, my brothers and sisters, fallen victim to a society that, quite frankly, according to Isaiah 59, it says whoever would turn toward righteousness or would turn from transgression, society seeks to make them a prey. Therefore, the scripture says in the last days for a long time, man would be without an intercessor, without a healer, no one to help, no one to heal human conscience, no more ministers in the earth, is what the Most High told me. Therefore, there's a need, surely, for an awakening among our people, a drive to recover what for so long has been missing. I call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for a reason. But there's much contained in the scriptures that the Bible itself declares that the leaders would not speak. And I can only say again, my brothers and sisters, a world without a foundational point for reference, or let's just say not having a point of reference, does not know yet, my brothers and sisters, or has not known for a very long time how to truly revere and honor one Most High. Hey, 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter. Any man destroy the temple? How about corrupt the doctrine? Partialize the doctrine that should be in the temple that Yah will destroy. You must then seek all that is divine will. It says, let no man consider himself so wise before the time. As we continue to read, why does it say that? It says, if any man consider himself wise in this world, I mean, a world of contradictions, say, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. A mass of contradictions cannot possibly be true into the will of one. It goes on to say, as I said before, that a man consider himself wise, or wise or having attained to wisdom beyond the misconceits that have divided this world before the time, when Messiah himself shall come to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise, how to honor the Most High. It's amazing that we live in a strange society, my brothers and sisters. Many believe that they come to a place where they various vanities. I believe they might not just say them as such. Think about it. Well, let me see if I can relate this. A society without a foundation, my brothers and sisters, can only call those without a foundation, the initial foundation, can only call one another to be seduced into snares of blindness. I repeat, one who has no knowledge of the foundation, nor the initial expectation the Most High has for his people, can only call others into a cage with them. If people really believe that the Messiah comes thinking after the same common conscience as the masses, brothers and sisters, if everybody's in the cage, there's no one to sit in and one free. There's a reason why Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. Unless you believe that his testimony and his conscience is from above, John 8, he said, you'll die in your sins. How about die or perish, purity and the lawful order of the Most High, divided after misallegiances, being deceived by many not to seek the greater truth. And as I told you before, my brothers and sisters, whoever would act as an obstacle against man attaining mutually to the same common conscience, the Most High intended from the beginning, for the word of life is from the beginning, John 1 and 1 through, how about 1 and 1 through 4? Whoever would act as an obstacle against man attaining to that initial conscience, brothers and sisters, does the work of the devil. That may seem like a hard word, my brothers and sisters, but the truth is what it is. And it means that men, oftentimes even with their so-called best of intentions, being untrained, like it said in Matthias 7, it says whoever would help his brother, let him first get the beam out of his own eye. My brothers and sisters, one who will not seek the pure, perfect truth, become proficient in the duty of bringing forth the healing. If he were to seek to help his brother remove a splinter from his eye, he might do more damage than good and actually gouge it out. There's a reason why in Matthias 7 it says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. It means, my brothers and sisters, we all should seek the whole, pure, perfect truth for the good of one another. For if we do any less and call one another to subordinate standards and cause men to become proud and abominations that despise the greater law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, we don't work to save or help one another, but to destroy. I'm talking about reading Matthias 7. If we continue to read, it says, Most High knows how to do or to offer what is good, what is whole, what is complete, what is proficient under purpose. So he said, watch out for false prophets, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. What does it mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that all manner of partial and perverse and polluted, short-sighted standards, that men would offer, that would keep people from discerning the one path that leads fully unto life, and fully that leads to attainment of conscience beyond contradiction. And that's what life is. There's a multitude of perverse and polluted standards. Misleaders would lead men astray. So he said, watch out for false prophets. If they gather, a good tree can't bring forth bad fruit, a bad tree can't bring forth good fruit. My brothers and sisters, do you not understand that in ancient times what was considered a bad tree is one who dropped the fruit before the time it was mature? For it was fruitive unto all that it was intended to be, good of the eater. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, so the maturity of the fruit decides whether it is good or not, whether or not a tree will carry its fruit to the fullness of its term. Besides, my brothers and sisters, whether or not it brings forth what it, that for which it was intended. Did they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns? In other words, the origin of the doctrines that men teach. Many say they are converted, but most have not realized that titles like Jesus Christos, pled by the heathen, Greco-Roman polytheist, Hellenist, is more than a half millennia before the birth of Yeshua. And yes, they kept customs like Easter, Christmas, and Sunday too, my brothers and sisters, men declaring their own traditions after which they can never complete divine will. The scripture says that we take his name in vain to swear by his name, not to complete all that is his will, to swear by his name in vanity. Hey, to dishonor his name, even to dishonor him whose name means all that he is all that he is. The scripture says no man who does this is counted blameless because he swore deceitfully. Psalms 24, where is that king, the king of glory? Compel no one to swear deceitfully, nor to lift up himself or exalt himself after short-sighted vanities. Where is that king of glory, the honorable king, the righteous king, that recognizes for a fact that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein? Where are those, my brothers and sisters, who therefore will not seek to thwart the Most High? Or it's not seek to thwart the plan of the Most High. By keeping the people blind to purpose. I often ask my brothers and sisters, why is it? Told why. Why is it that men among the churches are oftentimes unwise to the fact that the scripture says when Messiah appears, he will expose every fallen standard that men have trusted as deceitful, blinding people what they need to receive and perceive, counting it all foolish. Because if men trust in partial standards, they forget that it's by a perfect standard that every soul should be judged. There's a reason why Messiah said, be perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect at 5:48 of Matthew, they called it. Reason why he said man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah, Matthew 4:4. There's a reason why he said watch out for false prophets, those who will never tell you the whole truth, because they blind the mind not to ever discern the path that leads fully unto life. Revelation 2:26-3:6, it says, hey, to the churches, if I've not found your works perfect before the Most High, I come against you with the sword of my mouth. Meaning that those who are led by that spirit that would teach all things must seek the whole pure perfect truth. But there be no room for dissensions, no room for deceitfulness to enter. All discerning sufficiently enough to be able to guard the truth, be able to guard the temple against whoever would bring in doctrines resulting of inconclusive statements about the Most High told me the greatest wisdom and discretion. It's not according to what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not giving full consideration of all that he has said, well, that is not wisdom at all. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us we must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah, be able to fully guard ourselves against every deceit. But this man, my brothers and sisters, has not done. That's the reason why the world remains divided today. Always some false doctrine in the midst to keep the people divided and incapable of agreement, incapable of reasoning as one together as it is required. Scripture tells in the book of Galatians, we need to watch out for those who turn men astray after a false gospel. Pluralist standards that can never be true to the will of one. No political system is true to the will of one. Every political system, my brothers and sisters, is a compromise against the perfect will of one, simply because it's divided. The book of Galatians tells us we walk in vanity if we seek to be justified or perfected before the Most High after the short-sightedness of the flesh. Scripture tells us, however, Messiah as an anointed one will not judge according to carnal eyes and ears. Isaiah 11. Like I said before, my brothers and sisters, if all you know and hear is the word of the rulers, there's truths you will never know. The Messiah, being anointed from on high, his wisdom comes from a higher place. It says he will not judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. That the Spirit of the Most High shall he judge, and with the breath of his lips shall he expose, slay, destroy. Whoever will, my brothers and sisters, would be a continual obstacle against the hope of agreement and the perfect peace. With the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, the lawless. Every lawless standard he shall expose and reveal in the exceeding law of the Most High, that the words of the Most High might be declared in a manner honorable. Something the rulers had not done. Isaiah 41 talks about the leaders. None of them have preached the gospel. How could they be more concerned with the what they call the order, the peace of their kingdoms? Pax Romana, like I said before. People say they are converted. Wow. But they're still declaring the same titles and the same traditions. Keep people blinded after lesser and divisive standards as they were before. Rome began to persecute people long before they came to be what they call the Roman Catholic Church. I said Rome persecuted the people, and many began to compromise, but we were told, like I said in the book of Jacob, they call James, though there might be great tribulation, the Most High still requires a perfect work, and if we lack wisdom necessary to bring forth that perfect, complete word of agreement, we say we must ask Yah. I didn't say the systems of man. Worldly status have, quote unquote, have no right to declare anything with regard to the faith. It must be faith and it's under the will of one. So if any man be double-minded about this, and think about it, Rome was definitely a pluralist-minded system. Many different kings, many different kingdoms, empire. And the scriptures even says neither armies nor empires nor anything created should separate us from, how about my brothers and sisters, loving fully what the Most High loves. But men have allowed allegiances to social, cultural, pseudo-religious, and economic zeal to prevent them, my brothers and sisters, from making an oath true unto the Most High and to all that he declares. I want you to understand something. It's a shame that men have come to a place, or have been enticed to come to a place, where they feel like if they have pre-operation in all their varying ideals or vanities, no beliefs. They feel like they are free to walk after their personal beliefs. My brothers and sisters, ultimate freedom under the kingdom of Yah is not a place where every man walks according to his own undisciplined beliefs or suppositions and presumptuousness. True freedom under the kingdom of Yah is coming unto a place where there are no obstacles, where there are no deceptive doctrines, where there are no misleading persuasion against man walking fully and decisively after the fullness of all the Most High himself declared is necessary that all might be pure, whole, complete unto divine purpose. True freedom is being or having access unto the vision, the wisdom of a coming kingdom, my brothers and sisters, wherein there are no lies, no obstacles against discerning the greater truth. But many have been deceived, my brothers and sisters, by the persecution they endure among the nations. I got news for you. There's not a single nation or institution or even church, as most people call them on earth today, that has not been resistant against some truth. Why do you think it is that Isaiah, the 59th chapter, the scripture says, Most High looked and you saw Psalm 14, Psalm 53 relate the same. He saw no intercessor. None to fully heal the people unto the full fruition of divine will. None who understood how much more they need to seek Yah. All subject to evildoers. In other words, in allegiance to lesser standards, falling from the perfect knowledge of the truth. Evil is deviation from a perfect state. And therefore, he said, you have to scatter the bones of hypocrites. But in the day the Most High reveals his righteous one, my brothers and sisters, the question must be asked, who will be prepared to hearken to the truth that the whole world has not considered? Please understand Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Who then is prepared to believe the report of him who declares the exceeding truth that indeed before the Most High is counted justice? I told you before, Isaiah 41. The Messiah has one who will reveal the exceeding light that was hid. And all the precepts and principles and allegiances of man will be trodden down as a potter treads clay. Because none of them in their partiality could declare the solution necessary unto peace with the one Most High. Or dare men believe they have peace with the one Most High after every man's partial perspectives? I'm telling you now, no imperfect standard, I repeat, no imperfect standard will be a covenant or has ever been a covenant. I repeat, no imperfect standard that will resist fruition, wholeness, completion in all righteousness. No imperfect standard is a covenant with him who is perfect. The Most High will not forget, nor will he be destabilized aside from what from the beginning was initial vision and promise. And in order to establish perfect peace in this world, it means every obstacle against that peace, against completion, against perfect harmony and agreement. Every such standard, my brothers and sisters, must be removed, that the kingdom of Yah indeed be manifest upon this earth. His, the law, let's just say the law of the Most High, the order of the Most High, going forth to all the nations, convert them all. Psalms 19:7-14. Say the law of the Most High is perfect that converts the soul. It's a perfect word, my brothers and sisters, that converts beyond every partial resistance that exists in the hearts of men. Carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, resists the unbroken law of the Most High. Carnal mind resists the perfect law of the Most High. Romans 8. But again, the scriptures say that though we might live in physical bodies, those who will subdue their carnality, desirous to be justified after a lesser standard, those who will subdue the flesh after the greater power of the Spirit that would teach all things, willing to receive the pure, perfect truth. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who will live. You see, if you walk after the flesh, seeking to be justified after a partial standard, perfected after what just merely seems wise to men, it says you will die. Indeed, a word from on high is necessary, my brothers and sisters, that we discern so much better. Scriptures have related all these things. But few are they, my brothers and sisters, who have put it all together to understand that the grace of Yah, the love of Yah, is not that the world remain disorderly and divided. The grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he reveals his law, the order of his kingdom, because it is already said, I consider Psalm 95 and Hebrews 3, that he who will not know his ways will not enter into his peace. Do you really think the Most High wants to bring into his kingdom a multitude of undisciplined people who would only disrupt the order of peace that is there? Oh, my brothers and sisters, how shall men have peace if none are willing to discern what is divine order? If everybody wants to sit back and talk about a multitude of varying leaders who themselves can't agree, how can men believe, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of leaders who themselves can't agree, God agrees with them? So a Messiah will be revealed, my brothers and sisters, to declare that word, that covenant of truth that is honorable before the Most High, revealing all the truths, my brothers and sisters, that for ages the nations have sought to hide. And then in that day, my brothers and sisters, will man finally have the victory when the eyes of the blind, have been opened, and the ears of the deaf, Isaiah 35:1-5. The eyes of the blind have at last been opened, the ears of the deaf at last unstopped. Since it's a shame that men have sought consciousness, association of one with the Creator through his enemies who would never seek nor declare even though granted the opportunity before fruition of the knowledge of his will. Said, if a man sin willfully, what about if a whole world sin willfully? Or begin to compromise the words of the Most High after receiving the knowledge of the truth? The scripture says there's no atonement for sin. In other words, men eradicate the hope for at one with the Most High, which is a pure, perfect word, a pure, perfect understanding. And how should men, my brothers and sisters, come again one, the perfect will of the Most High after an imperfect or partial standard, a polluted standard, after any standard that resists the fruition of what the Most High from the beginning intended as a word of life? If you eradicate the pure, perfect word, men only have lies with which the Most High cannot agree. Revelation, my brothers and sisters. The white horse rider is actually Messiah going forth to conquer and overrule all the varying standards of men. Red horse rider is the nations resisting that word of peace. Causing many to be beheaded even. You need to think about what happened in the first four centuries. Destroying many would uphold the truth. Even the truth that the world today hardly considers. Pale horse rider. Black horse rider, it says. In Amos 8:11-12, it talks about famine for a word. If men, no one has a pure, perfect word, complete word that brings forth a full atonement beyond every partial standard. What's that pale horse rider, death and hell? If everybody's word is unjust, think about it. Black horse rider has a pair of scales in his hand. Men have given even to one another because of a lack of knowledge, constant injustice as an example. And the result of it, my brothers and sisters, has not been fruition or atonement or oneness in the Most High and conscience beyond contradiction, but a massive contradiction because everybody has certain truths they ignore. All these systems have certain truths that they ignore in order to comfort the people in their treacherous and indiligent neglect. Precious words, my brothers and sisters, but only for the most humbly diligent soul that knows that the Most High will not cease to be all that he is. Whoever would attain to his name will be protected and preserved in his name. Read Revelation 9:4. What will be confirmed is true to his name, unto his honor. Must follow him wherever he leads. Must seek all that is his pure, perfect will. They talk about that red horse rider, the pale horse rider, death and hell. My brothers and sisters, scripture says that fallen state of man will continue until 6:12. Revelation talks about that great earthquake that happens at the city. Revelation 6:12-21 talks about the same. A city that has been warned against its injustice that would not listen. At a place, my brothers and sisters, where all the confused misideologies of the world exist. But at that and from that place, the Most High, I declare a pure, perfect word that exposes them all, even to warn a whole world that none of the standards that is upheld for many generations has been in all things completely viable. I want you to think, the more men become divided or accept the multitude of divisions in their allegiances, the more they accept these, the farther and farther from the truth men become. Isaiah 25, which talks about that city being destroyed. It was warned, it would not listen. Latter-day prophecy, my brothers and sisters, warned by Messiah himself, it says in Zephaniah 3. How about Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 and then 3 and 13? As it was in the days of Lot and Noah, warning the people of their sins, concerning their sin and imminent destruction, if they socially be in the days of the Son of Man. But the scripture says that city, everybody proud of their own ways, thinking that they get favored by the Most High, according each man according to his own designs. Well, Revelation 6:12 talks about a great earthquake of that city. King running for cover, saying, the day of the wrath of the Lamb is come, and who should be able to stand? Why? Because they all been treacherous against the truth. We all taught doctrine, my brothers and sisters, without understanding, without a foundation. So who should be able to stand? What did the Messiah say? He who is wise has his words and understands them wisely. But the right understanding is the one who builds his house on a rock. The rain came, the winds blew, his great rebuke. He was able to stand. He was built upon a rock, a solid foundation. Those who built their house upon sand, when that rain came, the winds blew, that high rebuke from the Most High, the exceeding truth comes like an overflowing torrent. Read Isaiah 28. Those, my brothers and sisters, who built their house upon sand already, which is, think about what happens with quicksand. The more you struggle in it, the more deeper you fall. Hey, the fall of that house is great. Again, it's to watch out for false prophets who say, did we not prophesy, preach honorably in thy name, and never sought fully all that is the divine will? They say, did we not in your name cast out devils? My brothers and sisters, they are devils. They all preach devilish, deviant words. Evil is deviation from a perfect state. They don't teach the perfect word. So much truth contained in scripture that people have completely, amongst the churches, been inclined to ignore. Predisposed to ignore unless they be recognized as foolish or deceptive. Hey, and that they have declared doctrines that compel people not to seek all that they need to seek. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters, indeed it is. So if we understand such things as this, they think many thinking they've done wonderful and inspired works that still function after false prophets, still function after flesh, still not seeking the whole truth. You must understand what the victory is. The victory the scriptures speak of, my brothers and sisters, is certainly then the attainment of the truth that the whole world is denied. What the Most High told me is I have some very important things for him to do. I said to do. He said, I have some very important things for him to do. He said, because of what I must do, he said, I will certainly accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Enemies against the people awakening to the light. And he said, in doing what he's asking me, I will accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he said, in doing for him that which he's asking me, I will have his protection and guidance. I asked what it is for him that I must do. He said, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. How about when men began to establish their own unrighteousnesses? He said, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to not pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. The remembrance, the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. The remembrance of the truths that the world is persecuted and denied. That's the gaining of eternal life. That's the awakening beyond all worldly contradictions. That's the overcoming of every lie. That is atonement, at-one-ment, agreement with the Most High that is required of every man who would become a partaker in his kingdom. Or dare men say that in the kingdom of Yah there should be contradictions against his will? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, think again. A people that have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, must be refined if they are to enter his kingdom at all. Read Isaiah 48 and understand. So again, my brothers and sisters, what is the victory? Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 8, talk about this victory again. And it's related, my brothers and sisters, to piercing or seeing beyond the veil, the covering. How about the multitude of misallegiances that are the nations. And I want you to understand, when it says nations there, it's not necessarily talking about nations like people think of them. Talking about that men see beyond all the variant unbeliefs, the miscreant ideals and falling short mindscapes of men. That upon seeing the greater light, they delight in perceiving it. Again, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Isaiah 59 relates that. In the last day, Messiah, in seeking to send forth the pure, perfect word, the whole armor of Yah, that his people might be guarded against every deceiver, no man deceiving his brother in word nor deed, knowing that the Most High is one, loving and therefore seeking him with all mine heart, soul, and might, that no man deceive his brother in word nor deed. This is the love of one another. If we love one another, my brothers and sisters, we would not seek to keep one another in darkness or subject to any lesser sense of allegiance. But if we really genuinely love one another, knowing that the only love of Yah unto life, and we must love all that is his will if we are to attain his kingdom, is that we no one seek to remain inept, to keep, to establish and maintain obstacles against the awakening of conscience. If we love one another, we'll seek the whole truth, seek to exhibit that truth, that nobody be deceived, that nobody be found lacking. That's the Shema. That's the first commandment of the kingdom. Mark 12:29-31. Relative to Deuteronomy 6:4. Relative also to Micaiah 26. How about 36-40? Which is related, my brothers and sisters, that it is the duty of each man to seek the whole truth. For indeed, Yah so loved the world, he sent one who would declare to it all the truth that is necessary unto the kingdom of Yah. For men have loved darkness more than light. And in loving contradictions, my brothers and sisters, the love of contradictions is not eternal life. For this contradiction that brings about the termination of a, let's just say, the attrition or the destruction of a thing. Ah, boy. Heaven help us. It's time we understand things at a far greater dimension than that which is common. It says, the scripture says the rulers and kings of the earth, Psalm 2, have been conspirers against Most time against his anointing, is against the greater truth that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of this world sought to destroy from the mind, silence from the mind, now over well over a millennia and a half ago. I want you to think about something. Just as men were persecuted into desiring institutions that would flatter them to count themselves wise, after rulers who stole the lands after unjust principles, robbing the Most High of the duty of the what, or let's say what is due unto him. Oh, heaven help us. Me and my brothers and sisters, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and that nobody deserves a rule but according to the rule of Yah. Men have robbed, compelled, my brothers and sisters. Men who were robbers have compelled others to rob, turning men astray from ordinances because they had not kept them. Blind the minds against discerning what must be seen because they had chosen not to look. Brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters. Deceit appropriates itself. For once one is ignorant to the truth, he does not recover it so easily on his own. Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below, meaning that his testimony is from a higher vantage point. Unless men, again, my brothers and sisters, come to that truth, how should they be healed? I will repeat this again, my brothers and sisters. Whoever Well, like I said before, I was getting into that in Isaiah 59. It says, Messiah will render a recompense against whoever be an enemy against the free flow of the gospel. Don't you know, my brothers and sisters, what is to come is what occurred before. And what occurred before, my brothers and sisters, prophesied to happen again, so we'll test the nature, try the nature of every soul. You know, think about what Messiah said. I made no request for the world, but those that his Father had given to him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How about beyond every misconceit? So he said, if you love me, preserve my ways, my conscience, my commandments against every deceiver. He said, I would ask the Father for the Spirit of truth. Again, if you're doing to do this, he said, he would reveal himself. That's the Father of the Spirit of truth, which the world will not receive. Now I reveal myself to you. He said, the Spirit teaches all things. Please remember it's all things. Isaiah 26. 1 Yohanan 2-3 says, no lie in it. And then it goes on, my brothers and sisters. It said, my peace I give unto you. How about the knowledge of the way of my kingdom I give unto you? Think about it. Every nation had its own concept of what they wanted to call peace. And oftentimes it was based upon, in fact, always was based upon ideals that a ruler thought wise. But the system, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world that has been very treacherous. Men dividing the world, selling the lands for price. Setting up landlords, my brothers and sisters, who divide the lands, compelling the people upon the land to walk according to the devices of landlords who themselves are contentious to maintain their own authority in a divided world against others who would take that land away. My brothers and sisters, like I said before, a multitude of rulers contentious and selfishly ambitious one against another, can never be peace unto the will of one. Again, whoever would establish a standard, any man of a standard, divisive or contentious against the free flow of the gospel. The gospel is a whole word, a pure perfect word that offers peace. Pure and completion offering one chance, one choice, perfect agreement. Whoever would stand against that perfect word, scripture says, Messiah will render a recompense against. That means anybody who seeks to sustain the varying institutions of man, blinding the people against the greater truth, is accounted the enemy. But he will establish a standard against whoever, my brothers and sisters, would hide the truth. He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you, meaning that they are enemies who would stand against the free flow of his wisdom. The free flow of the word that makes men whole, delivered from every liar, that they might be saved. Worthy to be saved, because the Most High is going to allow no lie into his kingdom. 2,000 years ago, Messiah said also, like I said, these words, even concerning his atoning blood. He said, I make no request for the worldly, for those who the Most High who had given him, who would receive his word. My brothers and sisters, do you dare to think, does anybody dare to think that they please the Most High by not seeking to discern and do all that is his will? Hey, people would dissuade one another against the fruition of divine will. Was that being friends to the Most High? Or is that establishing enemies? Which, my brothers and sisters, the faith that is faithfulness unto the One is not controlled, nor is should it ever be constrained after any worldly status quo or the in conscience of any self-righteous, blindsided mind that doesn't discern the purpose for which man was made. For man was not created, each man, to argue against his brother after his varying ideals and selfish ambitions, but every man was created brothers and sisters, humanity was created. I put it to you that way, but man fell away from that spirit that would allow it. Man was created as an anointed being. Most High breathed the breath of his of life into him. The word for breath is neshama. Hey, compel Nachum to seek all that is the truth beyond himself. Shem, to seek what is truly honorable before the Most High. Shema, all seek what is honorable before the Most High, that no man deceive his brother, and every man work toward the love of Yah, that each man, my brothers and sisters, be made whole, complete, none lacking, none falling short. That is love for one another. It is, in fact, merciless. Hatred against one another, we seek to hide the truth. That would make us whole. Amma, each one, my brothers and sisters, who would serve the Most High. I said, each one who would serve the Most High true to all his will. What would be master must first be servant. Must be a disciple unto him who declares all things according to his will. True, my brothers and sisters, is attaining the truth how as to how we can genuinely love or to heal, cooperate together under the fruition of the heaven the Most High has intended. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, in that kingdom are none of the misconceits of man. Must discern the fullness of his purpose. I would strongly suggest, I would admonish you, my brothers and sisters, those of you who haven't done it yet. My website, hiddengospel.com, is an article called The Secret City Prophecies. Mandatory reading that no man can be made whole without. On that website, hiddengospel.com, articles like Prophetic Proof, Church Origin and Forgotten Expectation. Man has not even discerned today, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah said that he is and who the early church knew him to be, and not seeking that perfect will that that one must come to declare. Men have been satisfied with all manner of illusions and taken straight from that which men must, from that path that men must learn to walk together. Time's up. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always, keep listening, my brothers and sisters, unto his praise always, unto seeking all that is his will always, unto his honor always. Hallelujah! And I do thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.